Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I was of the mind that we were about to watch a Washington coronation winning the national championship. I wasn't alone. There were other people smart, way smarter than me, that also thought that Washington was going to win the national championship. So why didn't it happen? Michael Felder, my man, check out the Substack. It's Felder. He was on last night. He's probably been on all day today. He joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Did this come down ultimately to two things? Michigan's tackling, which was spectacular, and their defensive tackles that ultimately destroyed the pocket for Michael Penix?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great way to put it. I think it also comes down to Donovan Edwards is a monster.
Yeah.
We can point to Corum having more yards overall and getting more carries overall, but when one guy has six carries for 104 yards, and the other guy has 21 carries for 134 yards, one guy averaged 17 yards a carry, they have the same amount of touchdowns, two each, I think I know which guy I like more. One guy looks like a xenomorph. The other guy looks like Bill Paxton. Like, what are we doing?
Wow, Bill Paxton. We went there. I kind of like Bill.
He's an alien.
I kind of like Bill Paxton. It might have been unfair.
I love Bill Paxton. I love Bill Paxton, but I'm saying one guy looks like the guy that even if you hurt him, he's going to still hurt you because his blood is acid. And the other guy's like, it's game over, man.
Donovan Edwards was great. The two touchdown runs on his first two carries. But with all of that.
Yeah.
And even though I think the final score is indicative, I thought, of the difference between the way the two teams played, because I think Michigan was significantly better. Even into the fourth quarter, the game was there for Washington.
One score.
Right? It was a one-score game. And part of that is Washington's defense showed up after it was 17-3. Right? It finally did show up. But part of it also was I don't think Michigan was pushed for their offense to need to do when they needed to make a play. They managed to make it. They got out of trouble with the J.J. McCarthy scramble on third and long. They completed a couple of big passes to the tight end and to Roman Wilson. But for some reason, Washington's offense was just off. Was that about Michigan's defense and the pressure? Or was Washington, was it just one of those days?
It's both. It's true. Penix was hurt, obviously, limping around. Penix was limping around. Dylan Johnson was limping around. There's that. But there's also the fact that Michigan was really good. Like, they brought pressure up the gut, and they really made you have to make a decision. And this is the thing I thought about the most, and I don't know if people realize this, but Michigan really worked hard on making Penix not be able to roll to his right.
Right.
Because Penix rolling to his right is the most dangerous thing in college football this year. Because he can roll to his right and he sticks his right foot in the ground, he can throw the ball back to the middle, which is what right-handed quarterbacks can't do, and he's a lefty.
Right.
So that's important. And then the other part for me was drops. Like, the drops that they had were insane. And the fact that you win a national championship, let me ask you this, Gold. If you're a Michigan fan, and you win a national championship, and your quarterback threw for 140 yards and no touchdowns.
Right.
You're super proud of that? With a quarterback guru and Jim Harbaugh, that's what you're proud of?
That's all they really needed, though. They only needed occasional plays. There was a sentiment that they shouldn't have thrown the ball at all, which I could certainly get behind.
That's like saying your kid doesn't have to know how to read. They can still pick out the shapes.
I understand. We wanted the whole package, but the ultimate goal is simply to win the game, and Michigan's best avenue to do that was probably just to hand it off.
You just said it. You said it perfectly. The ultimate goal was just to win the game. And for me, when I watch football, when I look at football, the way I view football, the reason I was upset with Georgia 2 years ago, the reason I was upset with Alabama 5 years ago, is you're not maximizing what you have.
Right.
And if doing the minimum is the answer, they absolutely did it. And I will say this, though, and I told you this yesterday, who was the best player in that football game? Mike Sailorsville.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt, he was the best player in that dang. He was the best player in that dang game. Mike Sainer still, he maximized what he got. The rest of this team, the rest of Michigan, I want them to be better. Let me ask you this: do you think that Michigan, if they were like, you know what, we're doing a plus one, which team do you want to play? Do you think they're picking Georgia on that list?
Oh, I don't. Yeah, Georgia's probably the best team. Right? Probably the best team.
I'm not upset about them winning. I love that they won. I love that they got over the hump. I love that Harbaugh got his championship, and now he's probably going to go to the NFL. I love that Mike Sanger still got a title. But J.J. McCarthy, I feel like he's so much better than what we've seen this season. And that's the part that's frustrating to me. That's why I feel super conflicted about this championship win, because they got it, and they did, and they got it. But, man, I feel like you guys could be better.
this is the beauty of you, Mike Felder. It really is. It's more than just wins and losses to you. It's the art, right? So when you look at football, this is what may be my favorite conversation now. The fact that you're looking at this, it's sort of like how a lot of people look at soccer, the beautiful game. So they see some people just, you know, being too direct or whatnot, and they're just, it's not beautiful. It's not what Barcelona does. It's not what Manchester City does. It's not beautiful passes and build up and all of that. It's like, oh, wait, they scored a goal and they won. That's really, which is the only goal. So
they wrestle you down to the ground. And again, I said this yesterday. The key for them is to wrestle you down to their level and then beat you with experience.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That's what it is.
But even as a defensive guy, can't you marvel in how beautiful the tackling was for Michigan? I don't know if there were any yards after catch.
The tackling was amazing, and I loved watching them tackle. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to dump on Michigan. I am saying they could be even better. This game, with the way it was played, with the injuries, with the false starts, with all those things, the drops, this should have been 55-13 or 55-0. It should have been more. I want more. Like, I want to see you go out there and massacre someone when you're not that evenly matched. And that's what I want. I want them to win by more. But, no, the tackling was amazing because Washington lives on comebacks.
Mm-hmm.
They run you past the sticks, and Michigan sat sticks nonstop. They sat sticks. So they, and for folks that don't know, so if when it was 2nd and 12 or it was 3rd and 13, Michigan was 1 yard in front, no problem. Love that. You're ready. And then Washington runs you 1 yard pass and comes back on that comeback. They're expecting you to miss that tackle so they can go, and then the other guy tackles you, but you've already got the first down. They sat sticks hard, and then they made that tackle behind the sticks, and that was beautiful football. I love that. Like, I have no qualms with Michigan's defense. But you don't get to tell me that you're a quarterback guru, that you're a great offensive mind, and then this is what you give me.
there was more to give offensively. There's no question. So are you throwing shade on Jim Harbaugh as a coach?
Yeah, him and Lincoln Riley, they can both kick rocks.
I am not Team Lincoln Riley. I do think that Jim Harbaugh is an elite coach, though.
Why?
I don't know, because he gets teams to win, and that's the job of the head coach.
I mean, if you put my man from Wyoming, or you give me Chris Kleiman, let's go.
All right, we're talking about two different things. I understand where you're coming from. Again, I think the best way to look at it is you're looking at it as an art form, right? So he's...
Adam, no, time out. Nick Saban had to change who he was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Between Manziel, between...
Right.
Even Steven Garcia, Bo Wallace, and Chad Kelly, and you throw in, obviously, Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, and that's what it was.
He changed who he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I want to win the way that Michigan won this national title. That's how Alabama was going through things.
Right.
And I was upset with that. Kirby Smart, same thing.
Same thing.
Guess what? Tua gets into the game, and all of a sudden, uh-oh, we got a problem. And Georgia can't keep up. I just want them to be better. It used to be that Alabama had, like, one receiver every year.
Now they have four.
Now they've got a bunch.
Yeah. They do. I think you're saying is that there wasn't enough of a challenge for Michigan to force them.
Because when we saw them we've seen them be forced in the last 2 years or 2 years prior.
Yeah.
And guess what? When they got forced, what happened?
Didn't work.
Right. TCU? Are you kidding me?
Right. Oh, maybe they weren't good enough. Maybe they weren't good enough last year. And maybe that's not the way Jim Harbaugh wants to play. Although we don't have to go back.
No, he doesn't want to play that.
He is a run first coach. Is he really a quarterback? I don't know that he's a quarterback guru. He was a quarterback.
He called him that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I would ever call him a quarterback guru. He did, I think, design an offense with Colin Kaepernick that put the best.
Yeah, he could have used with J.J. McCarthy. That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then he didn't do it.
Yeah, they did not. When it was there, though, when it was needed, J.J. McCarthy got on his horse and proved to be pretty good. Right back,
I loved it. I wanted more of it.
All right.
Here's the thing. And I talked to Roddy Jones. And I'm not dumping on Michigan. You won a national championship. This is fantastic. It's great. Let me ask you something. I know we got to go.
All right.
Let me ask you. In the last 20 years, is this the team? And let's do this. Let's go winners and losers. Where would you put this team? And you know what? 20 years is long because you're gonna have to Google that. Last 5 years, winners and losers.
Oh, it's not that impressive, because again, I don't think like you're judged against the field, right? You're judged against your available field. We've probably had teams that. Well, not probably. We've definitely had teams that lost national championship games that were better than this Michigan team.
Bingo.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. I understand that.
They should be better. Go. They should be better.
I love it.
They should be better.
I love it.
Should be better.
You are such an artist. I don't care. I don't care what you say. You're an artist.
I'm a plumber, man.
No, you're not. You're an artist. Don't even try it.
I show up.
Don't even try it. It's Felder.
I show up. I got a trip charge, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
All right, man. I appreciate your time, bro. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, man. And you see the weather out there. I'm about to go run a mile.
Are you serious?
At least one. I might try to put two in.
I'd get a kayak.
It's wet, baby.
I'd just get a kayak. Do that. All right, man. Good luck.
Right,
stay safe. Michael Felder right. On the Adam Gold Show.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.